Good morning. It's time to wake up, kid. This week we have a brand new surprise in the podcast studio. The host for the week is my friend Beckett McCray. How are you doing this morning, Beckett? You're doing good. Beckett is how old? 9 years old, and we're recording this on Thursday afternoon. It's like 4 o'clock, but Beckett, people will be listening to this on Monday mornings. I do not like mornings at all, but I especially don't like Monday mornings. That's like after Sunday, it's a big day, and now I got to get up early. How do you feel about Monday mornings? They're okay. McCrays are very different than Autrys. So, Beckett, I got a couple questions for you. Question number one, who made you?
God.
That's right. God made you. Good job. Second question, this is really what we're talking about this week. What else did God make? He did make everything. Good job. Hey, we're going to listen to our friend Savannah talk about that some more in just a moment. But first, the joke of the day.
Ryan, what does a cloud wear under his raincoat?
I don't know. I said what?
Thunderwear.
Hey kid, it's time to wake up. My name is Savannah, and today we're talking about the fact that God created everything. Now before we get too far, let's explain what we mean by everything. God created people. God created animals. God created trees and grass. God created the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth. God created the ocean and rivers, oxygen and light, mud and wind. But God did not create your house or your car. God didn't create your computer or the road you live on. God created the people who made those things. And God created the stuff they use to create those things, like wood and metal, even atoms and chemical compounds. So, when we answer the question, what else did God make, by saying God made everything, we mean that God made everything that was here in the beginning. We mean that just like the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning there was God and nothing else. The first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This means that in the very beginning there was nothing there but God. Then he created everything else in 1 week. On the sixth day of that week, God created the first humans. Sometime after God created humans, we started creating. Remember, we are made in his image. That means in some ways we are like him. Being creators is one of those ways. People have created so many things. People created buildings and tools. We created machines and vehicles, toys and books. People have created amazing things like aluminum foil and sour Skittles, space stations, and squishmallows. But one difference between us and God is this. Everything humans create is made from something else. We make cakes by using flour, sugar, eggs, and other ingredients. We make buildings using wood and steel and other materials. People can't turn nothing into something, but God can. When he created everything, he began with nothing. Psalm 33:9 teaches us that God simply spoke and things came to be.
Thank you.